It's rumored that in some remote locations of the Earth, far away from the busy cities, there's still a race of giants, the offspring of the Nephilim, that still exist to this very day. Kandahar, Afghanistan is one location, and the Solomon Islands is another. Today we'll look at the Solomon Island Giants. The Solomon Islands is a sovereign state located in Oceania to the east of Papua New Guinea. The state includes 6 major islands and over 900 smaller islands. The capital, Honiara, is located on the island of Guadalcanal, which became a famous battleground between US and Japanese soldiers in what is now known as the Solomon Island Campaign of 1942 to 1945. The remote islands were left undiscovered to the rest of the world, inhabited only by an indigenous people who had lived on the islands for thousands of years. In 1568, a Spanish explorer by the name Alvaro de Medina became the first European to discover the islands, navigating the oceans from Peru. After discovering the islands, Alvaro named them the Islands of Solomon, with the belief that he had found gold, and not just any gold, but the place where the biblical King Solomon obtained the gold for his temple in Jerusalem. Rumors of such an important find reached explorers in other lands, and in 1595 and 1606, more Spanish expeditions set out to uncover the truth. The discoveries of gold reported by Medina were never verified back then, but in more recent times, companies have managed to mine a large amount of gold from the islands. There is thought to be a substantial amount of gold still buried throughout the land. The native people who have inhabited the Solomon Islands for thousands of years have passed down traditions and oral stories of giants living in the land, much like many other cultures from around the world. And these people living on the islands still believe that these giants exist today, and that they're living in caverns in the earth, in caverns in the islands that connect to the islands, to where the giants don't even have to get out to see the light of day if they don't want to. Here's the testimony of Marius Borium, a helicopter pilot who lived on the Solomon Islands, heard many stories about the giants, and claimed to have encountered them himself. Marius Borium lived and worked in the Solomon Islands as a helicopter pilot and engineer before marrying one of the natives. He learned more about the islands and the indigenous people, as well as the folklore surrounding them. He learned about the Solomon Island Giants, which supposedly inhabited the caves throughout the islands. The Solomon Island Giants were said to be over 10 feet tall, with evidence that suggests the giants can grow much taller. The surprising features of the Solomon Island Giants are similar to other creatures around the world, like Bigfoot and the Mongolian Almas. They have very long black, brown, or reddish hair, bulging double eyebrows, red eyes, flat noses, and large mouths. There are thought to be 3 different species of giants, the largest over 10 feet tall, with another being smaller, and the third smaller still, but still bigger than a human. This helicopter pilot, Marius Borium, wrote a book titled The Solomon Island Mysteries, and here's a quote from that book. "It is linguistically ironic that the Solomon Islands peoples name their undiscovered to the modern world race of humanoids the Giants, as throughout history, including in the Bible and other prominent books, the same name has been used in other parts of the world to describe these huge, elusive, subterranean humanoids. The Solomon Island Giants have become a topic for further research, often led by Marius himself. Marius writes that some of the giants were killing and stealing humans from their villages. He speaks of a huge rogue killer giant attacking the indigenous people. Quote, "This monstrous giant was an elusive and cunning creature that stalked its victims and often crept around the villages at night to seek its meals." He goes on to explain that many warriors had died trying to slay the giant, before villages had to be moved to other parts of the islands in order to protect their people. The Solomon Island giants are said to have social structures, and there are possibly thousands of them which inhabit Guadalcanal to this day. They use complex cave systems to pass from one side of the island to the other without ever having to see daylight. That's the end of Marius's part of the story, but there's also claims and reports that Japanese forces encountered these Solomon Island giants as well when they battled the United States on the islands in the 1940s. Between 1942 and 1945, Japanese and US forces engaged in heavy fighting on the islands, which became known as the Solomon Islands Campaign. During this conflict, Japanese forces would experience firsthand encounters with the Solomon Island giants. They reported seeing creatures around 10 to 15 feet tall, which would sometimes come charging at units of soldiers. Their bullets had little effect on them. While suffering from attacks in daylight, soldiers also had a hard time sleeping as they could hear their fellow comrades wailing through the night as the giants launched more attacks. The cannibalistic nature of the giants struck fear in the hearts of the Japanese infantry. The giants of the Solomon Islands are common knowledge to locals, but along with stories of foreign encounters and sightings of footprints, there could be more truth to the stories than we realize. We know that giants existed before the flood and after the flood. The story of David and Goliath, that happened far after the flood of Noah. So somehow the Nephilim and their offspring, the giants, were able to reincarnate or come through some dimensional door or something along these lines. That's a topic for a different video, but they did exist after the flood. And we know this because not only the Bible tells us, but we see in cultures all around the world that had no contact with each other, all have depictions of giants before the flood and after that in their architecture and in their cave writings and in their teachings. We also can look at these cultures and see not only did they all have stories of giants, but they were all for some reason building pyramids. We can look at the ziggurat of Tepe Selak in Kashan, Iran, 3000 BC. Of course, the pyramids of Giza in Egypt, 2500 BC. The ziggurat of Ur in the city of Ur in Iraq, 2100 BC. Those areas are all close to each other, so you could make the theory that they somehow saw or had contact with each other and made those. How about the Qinshi Mausoleum in Zihan, China, 210 BC? Or the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, Mexico, 100 AD? And lastly, the Praying Temple Kolkir in Cambodia, 940 AD. So not only did all these cultures have stories and depictions of giants, they all, for some reason, were building pyramids, showing that somehow something was going on in the earth in those days where these things were all connected, but they had no contact with each other. And that's the proof of the fallen angels and their mingling with men that existed in the earth back in those days, as told to us in Genesis 6:4. There's quite a few verses in Bible prophecy that make me wonder, are the Nephilim and their offspring returning again in the last days? And two of those that I'll mention now is in Revelation 9. We're told that there will be an army of 200 million strange things, creatures, horsemen, that will be a plague that will kill one third of man. We don't know what they are. They've got strange attributes to them. They could be some type of Nephilim offspring that is brought back to life for the last day's deluge of war that is brought upon the earth. Another verse that would back up that theory would be Luke 21:26, talking about in the last days, men will faint from fear and anxiety over what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So men will faint and fear from anxiety of looking upon the things that are coming upon the earth. Something so frightening, maybe even the Nephilim and their offspring resurrected, brought back to life through some type of wicked supernatural event that will take place to usher in Earth's last days. Let me know what you think in the comments below about these stories. Did these people encounter giants on the Solomon Islands? Are they still there today? We know giants existed after the flood, so there could be still little pockets of giants living in the earth, probably in the caverns of the earth today. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Interesting stuff at the very least. Cool things to look into, Bible-related things. Is there the possibility that giants still exist today? And will there be some supernatural type of event that even brings back these Nephilim and their offspring back upon the earth in the last days? What do you think? Let me know in the comments. Thanks for watching, and God bless.